Good morning, everybody. Hope everyone is having a great start to the Motivational Monday. By the way, this is your absolute favorite host, Aaliyah Osmer, and you have tuned in to the best of the best podcast out there, The Breakdown Cast. Today, I'm going to go into the meaning of self-discipline, the different ways that I practice self-discipline, and also why fasting ties very well into self-discipline. So I believe many of us in this society struggle with one thing, and that is self-discipline. All right, it shows in our nature to do automatic things like eating anything, picking up the phone, miscellaneous shopping online. We have become a product of this world. I'm going to say that again. We have become a product of this world. Let's look at the definition of self-discipline. The ability to control one's feelings and overcome one's weaknesses. The ability to pursue what one thinks is right despite temptations to abandon it. I think the biggest challenge many of us have is waking up early. Look, guys, when you have a vision that needs to be executed on top of your day job or school or whatever else you have going on, it is very necessary to create a regimen to stick to. Go to bed early so you can wake up earlier and get more done. Self-discipline is a daily decision to your future self. I believe that many of us cannot reach our goals or dreams choosing the path of least resistance. We have to do what is hard now. How you do one thing is how you do everything. Many people are not logical. They operate on how they feel, like, oh, I don't feel like waking up early. I don't feel like working out. I don't feel like, you know, doing this. I don't feel like doing that. I'm not saying mental health is not important, but it is important to stay in tune with your mind and know the difference between when you are procrastinating and if you've got a lot done that day and you're just going to do it tomorrow or something, you know, right? You're just going to push it over to the next tasks of the day. You see, hard work creates that cushion to be able to rest. Many people will not put in the time it takes to complete something, and most of the time they won't. Logic and self-discipline will get you there, I'm telling you. The dream is priceless, and the grind is actually sold separately. All right, showing up is half the battle, guys. It's half the battle. The ways that have helped me practice self-discipline was fasting, and the form of fasting that I do is fasting from food for 24 hours and only drinking water throughout the day. I do this 2 days a week, Mondays and Thursdays. I'm gonna be honest with you. I used to do it more consistently in the past, and I fell off of it a little bit because I fell back into the habitual pattern of eating. I'm not perfect, right? But it's important to be aware of where you're falling short and to get back in order. You got to be real with yourself. If you're trying to improve your life and yourself as a person, you have to be honest with yourself and you have to be real with yourself. You have to call yourself out and be like, you know what? I'm falling off. I need to get back on track. You know? Now I know, you know, people say fasting is not good for you. Your body will go into starvation and you will gain weight. This is the biggest myth because America has conditioned us to think that we need to eat all of the time, which is far from the truth. Our bodies are a natural healing machine. If we don't give it the right fuel, it will not run properly. Many people say, oh, I fasted before because I haven't eaten all day. This is not how fasting is done. It is a conscious choice, and you have to be hydrating yourself all day and also following a healthy eating regimen. I have done fasting for 24 hours. Not only does it improve your gut, not only does it improve your gut health, it reduces risk of disease, cardiovascular health, and many more. It improves self-discipline, your spirit, and it puts your body into a state where you are now in control of yourself and your choices. It humbles you to be more disciplined with your choices and your emotions. For me, it's very spiritual because you are practicing self-control and nothing is, you know, impulsive. You're less likely, you're less more prone to be impulsive. Right, you become able to see things about people and situations when you're reading deeply into something or someone. If you want to connect to your true being, you know, and God or whatever you believe in, fast for 24 hours, 2 days a week, or however long works for you. Right, fasting has been around for centuries, and it still has the same effect as it does before because there wasn't a McDonald's on every corner or ads distracting us while we are mindlessly eating. There was just nature and time and the Most High, all right, and whatever you believe in. We have to learn to fast from bad habits, vices, and pleasures that stroke our ego, controlling what you consume and people you're around that do not serve you. The mind and body are one, and fasting from people is very real. You need to protect your mind and spirit at all costs, guys. Take a step back from the matrix and humble yourself, because time is running out and we won't have much left. All right, but that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, please keep tuning in. I air a new episode every Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast. I'll talk to you guys next week.